As you will all understand, today is one of mixed emotions for us all. Today I'm thinking about my daddy and my granda and all those murdered that awful night on the 18th of June when they went simply to watch a soccer match at their local pub. Today we finally have a report by the police ombudsman at last that vindicates our long-held suspicions and belief that the truth about these murders was being covered up by the very people, the police, who were supposed to be protecting us, be on our side and investigate and bring to justice those responsible. Incredibly, the police ombudsman said that the activities of the UVF gang could and should have been disrupted by the police, and this occurrence then, the murder of our loved ones might never have happened. However, the police were more concerned about the activities of Republicans. After the attack, we also find the police officers not only failed catastrophically to investigate those suspected of being involved, they tipped them off and warned them of raids and arrests. They actively worked against the truth and justice. One of those suspected of killing our loved ones continued to work for the RUC Special Branch long after the atrocity. How can this be? Teresa Villiers said that there was pernicious narratives being written about past atrocities, and she referenced Lochan Island. Our journey has been a very difficult one, and we've travelled all over the world to speak out, and we've been well received and supported. However, many of us have been vilified here at home for daring to speak out and challenge the state lies, but we have exposed collusion despite a previous ombudsman's report that sought to conceal the truth. We even had to go to court to have that report overturned. That reference by Teresa Villiers is absolutely hurtful and was a deceitful attempt to rewrite the truth about what happened to our loved ones, while she and her government knew full well the truth about what happened in Lochan Island. We call on her to retract and apologise to us today.
Yes.
Importantly, the Ombudsman has reported on the role of the RUC at the time. It is now up to the British government to ensure that there is full accountability for the role of the British Army Intelligence and MI5 Secret Service.